And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
There's something I've looked forward to saying for quite a long time. This is Splodges of Bounds. Truncheon meet squad. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the tremendous Splodges of Bounds and a track called Truncheon Meet Squad, which is taken from a new Cherry Red, very comprehensive 5-CD box set of their output over the last 40 years or whatever it was. It's absolutely brilliant. And I do have a confession to make.
What's that?
It's very rare that we have to edit anything on this show, but I had to edit. We've had to edit the very start of that when I introduced it as Truncheon Meat Salad. I'm not entirely sure why. But Tony, what is Splodgeness Abounds Facebook page?
facebook.com/splodgenessabounds.
It's as simple as that. And Splodgeness Abounds is the quite spectacularly spelled SPLODGENESSABOUNDS. Facebook.com, Splodgeness of Bounds. And thanks to Matt from Cherry Red, who sent me quite a lot of music, and we're getting 3 tracks from them on the show this week. Absolutely brilliant label. Great for box sets and reissues of late. Tony Wong, Paulie being the Internet Neil. For the first time in many weeks, I have no additional material.
No poetry,
I don't
was.
Have a poem or a joke or anything. No. Wow. So it means that if you have a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, comedy sub if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. However, I think we might make up for it in the Facebook comments coming up in a bit.
Yep, cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to crack on with 2 songs in a row, Tone.
All right.
Stay tuned for Indonesian Junk. But first up, a band called Offbeat. Now, Tony, Offbeat are from Turin, and they got in touch with us via Facebook, and I said you got to send us an MP3, and they did, and they were dead friendly. And Danielle, the lead singer, I had to look up his Facebook page himself and discovered that he was from the North Italian town, or lives in the North Italian town of Ivrea. Do you know what Ivrea is famous for, Tony?
No idea.
It's famous for the Battle of the Oranges, which is the largest food fight in the world.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have an orange battle once a year, which I do quite like the sound of. There's a tomato battle somewhere. Is that in Spain?
Everyone's that does ring a bell.
If you live in a town where people throw food at each other, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, sploshing. But yeah, anyway, loving the band, let's play them. Tony, what is Offbeat's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Offbeat?
Facebook.com/OB3-OFF-B-6439-9889-572-3431. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL. I meant to message Restless about them not doing it either, and I completely forgot to. I might message Offbeat and say, look, it's really easy to do this, you know. You'll be much easier to find, because they were quite difficult to find. There's quite a lot of bands around the world called Offbeat. But anyway, there you go. Paulie B in set one, Tony one. This is Little Sensation.
Always looking.
Lots of the way I can do, baby, with my hands. baby, baby, don't you hesitate, 'cause I just can't wait. Baby, won't you take me down on my knees, and you can do what you please. Come out and love me. 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 Baby, baby, don't you hesitate, 'cause I just can't wait. Baby, won't you take me down on my knees, and you can do what you please. Come out and love me. Come out and love me.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What for are you kicking my dog and calling it fuck off? That was Indonesian Junk and Come On and Love Me. They are Milwaukee glam punk, Tony.
Ooh.
And they've come by our new friends in Boston, Rumbar. I spent a bit of time in Milwaukee.
Yes, I think you haven't, yeah.
College very close to there, and I went to some clubs. I saw the Cramps in Milwaukee, in fact.
Okay.
I was also on the local television there because I built a sandcastle.
Oh.
Yeah, local TV had gone around the beach because it's on Lake Michigan. And me and a few mates were down the beach, and I'd built this 14th century Crusader fortress of a sandcastle. It was quite incredible. And anyway, they came around, they filmed us, and I wasn't really paying much attention to us being filmed. They didn't talk to us, they were just walking up and down the beach. And then that night on the news, it said, heat wave in Wisconsin. It was just a picture of me by a sandcastle waving. Anyway, what is Indonesian Junk's Bandcamp page?
IndonesianJunk.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. That's the only track of theirs we've got at present. So do find out more about them. And if we get some more, we will play some more in the future. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Although other people apparently are tiring of it.
No one complaining this week, though, luckily
enough.
Yeah,
tough luck, other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we love it.
That's right. And that's the way we roll.
It is.
Yeah. If you've got any Facebook comments...
Exactly, who are we making this show for God's sake?
Exactly.
Other people?
No. Well, clearly not. Yeah, if you've got Facebook comments... go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Comments more so than messages. So yeah, comments please. Messages, we may respond to them, but don't count on it.
No.
So we've got a few this week. Porn Scars got in touch.
Hello, Porn Scars.
So this one's last week's show. Thanks for the mention, guys. Nice one. No worries. Got to her, of course, last week. So thanks very much, Porn Scars.
Yeah, and I did promise you'd play a track this week, and I completely forgot, of course. But we are going to play another Porn Scars track very soon, and thank you very much for getting in touch. I really appreciate it.
They're gigging quite a lot this month, so you've got plenty of opportunities. So you may hear from them again later in the show.
Yeah, and I'd love us to get to Berlin together to see them. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
I'd be up for going to Berlin again.
Yeah.
Obviously, because they love me there.
Well, yeah, because what are you? Something brooder. What are you? You're a Berlin brooder, aren't you?
Berlin brooder, yeah.
You're a Berlin brooder, mate.
Alice Clark. Simon not got in touch.
Hello, Simon.
And he says, Tony, some mates and I are booked in for Paul's Nutty Nottingham tour with added pubs. I am very much hoping you will join us. It's February next year, first Saturday in the month. Yes, Simon. I believe it also clashes with Paulmas.
It does. It will be. Yes, it's just before Paulmas.
Right.
But I am treating it as the birthday this year.
Yeah. If I am in the country, which I very much always am in February, then I should be there.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so that'd be good. Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Wambolt.
He says, Stodschnack. Another great punky find. And, well, it's been too long since I heard Wambolt. Thanks for keeping me entertained at work. Makes the shift go by faster every Tuesday. No problem. Thanks for getting in touch.
I have to say, Wambolt, the joy with which you say Wambolt is only matched by the joy with which you say Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard!
There you go.
Wambolt. Redditch.
Redditch? That came out of nowhere.
We try things. Yeah. Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. Now I read this. This is interesting.
So he says, and Timo's from Germany, of course, another one of my German brothers.
He's a German brother.
And he says, everyone knows how to spell Beatles. It, however, took me until today to recognise the wordplay. So there you go. But then again, he's German.
That's interesting, isn't it? Now, that would make a bit more sense, because I did assume, if you were listening last week, that I thought everybody knew that Beatles was spelled B-A-T, not B-E-E-T, like the Beatle.
Yeah.
But it hadn't occurred to me, of course, that people maybe wouldn't get the play on words. That it's like, yeah, it's as in the Beat. They've got the Beat. They're Beatles, but they're not Beatles. They're the Beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm still standing by the fact that everyone knows Beatles is spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's but one of those things. It's like the Coca-Cola logo. You always see it. It's in your brain. I've always seen the Beatles logo ever since. It's just been forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But understandable and good point. Well made, Timo.
Yes.
Yes.
So, good St. Arbend. It is. That's the end of the Facebook comments.
You are loving the Germany this week.
It's been a long time since I have had a Kuhfest.
Yeah, but you're going to get a machine in the corner of the room, aren't you?
So yes, I am. It's all about the spice.
Yeah. It's all about the spice. Why do you keep saying that?
Because when you get curryverse, the curry is always different. Everyone's got their own recipe, and then you get spices on top of it as well, like dry spices on top. It's all about the spice. Okay. That's it for Facebook.
I thought maybe that was something that is written on the side of the vans or something in German, and you'd learnt it.
No. If you just knock on several doors in Germany, you just whisper, it's all about the spice. You do get into several exclusive clubs.
I don't know what the German is for it's all about the spice. Is it something like SS Alzo Zum Spicen Sticken or something?
Something like that. It's spice gewürzt, I think, isn't it? Is that right?
Is what?
Gewürzt, is that spice?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, I say it in English.
Look at you with your German knowledge. So you're taking you a decade living with one to pick up a few words. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Shall we play a song by a Stockholm fuzz rock band?
Okay.
Sounds like a good idea. But, first off, we've got to hear the tune again.
We do.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle, and now it's time for Iron Lamb, Tony.
Ooh.
They've got a new single out, and I'm very pleased about it. And their Facebook page is very funny. I'll ask you about it in a second, but their Facebook page, there's when you have band pages, and you go to the About section, and one of the things it says, things they like or influences, there, right? And theirs is a piss, drugs, and laughter. Brilliant. What is Iron Lamb's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/IronLamb.
Facebook.com/IronLamb official.
Yeah.
Now, did I ask you Indonesian junks? Banker
yes.
Page?
I
did, didn't
right,
I?
Right, yeah.
So it's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 2, and this is Apocalypse Express. I'm not afraid of the dark. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've been chuckling through every section so far. That was Iron Lamb and Apocalypse Express, a great rock band. Well done, Sweden. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Did.
You yes. did, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Because I picked you up on it.
You did. Didn't think I was going to do anything.
Right.
But the weather was a lot better than expected.
It was rather clement.
Yes, and because I've been working weekends and everything, so I had time to take a day off in the week, and being the Nottingham lad that I am, I did take my yearly pilgrimage to the Major Oak.
Oh, do you go once a year?
I like to go once a year, yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, you got to, haven't you?
I'll be going there in a couple of weeks.
Well, they've reopened it recently. The new visitor centre's there, so they moved, well, they didn't move it, they built a new one.
Right.
Where the old car park was, opposite from the Wyatt, the youth hostel. So we went down and down. It was nice. Yeah, it's.
And how is the tree?
The tree's fine. It's still there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes,
it's great. I had an American friend over a few years ago who was very nonplussed by it. He said, "Oh, you call that a tree?" I mean, well, yeah. I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not a giant redwood, but you know, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very old.
It's wide, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trunk.
Yeah, it's an old tree, and it's a local thing. You know, it's a major joke.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you had fun there. Did you do anything else?
That's it, I think.
Improvement on recently.
That's what I thought. You know. Yeah. What did you get up to?
Well, I did my tour, my Nutty Nottingham tour, when I walk people around the town having a bit of a laugh and telling them about the place. And I got in the week. I went to see Forest v Millwall Forest v Stoke City last one. I'm thinking of going to Forest v Millwall this week. Went to see Forest Stoke City last Wednesday with my dad and my brother and my two nephews, and it was a brilliant game, and Forest won 3-2, and it was just about deserved. And it means that we're through to the next round of the Carabao Cup, where we will journey to Burton Albion in the hope of giving them a spanking. Derby County beat Man U, and now they've got Chelsea. So I'm hoping Derby County will knock out all the Premiership opposition, and then we'll meet them in the semi-final and dick them.
Nice.
That's the plan. But anyway, before the game, I had a pint in South Bank, and one of the blokes on the tour the week before was there, and he said, "Oh, look, do you... we've got some Australians coming around at the weekend. Do you fancy doing an ad hoc bespoke tour?" And yeah, sure. So I took some Australians around. It was really, really good fun. They did get rather upset when we got to the National Justice Museum, and I explained to them that there were different ways to spell the word jail. Hmm. And the old English way to spell it is G-A-O-L, and the Americans spell it J-A-I-L. And Londoners spell it A-U-S-T-R-A-L-I-A.
Nice.
And they got really upset. That is quite funny, really. Probably cost me a 5-star review, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Also, my mate Pierre came up and he affixed my door. You know, I had this wall built.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a door now. But he didn't get any door furniture, and I was at work, so I couldn't do anything about it. And he had to get some door furniture, otherwise he wouldn't be able to get out of the room. So he looked for some around the house, and he came up with a novel idea of screwing my favourite wooden spoon to the door.
As a
handle. So I've now got a door handle that's my favourite spoon.
Yeah.
Everyone should have a favourite spoon, but my favourite one is now a door handle.
No. Oh.
Never expected that. It looks brilliant. I love it. I'm going to keep it. I'm not bothering about a door handle now. I'm just going to have a spoon. So I did that, and I got a new lodger move in on Sunday, Harry.
Okay.
Lodger, 22-year-old PhD student. And you know, PhDs, if you can do a PhD in what he's doing, some form of chemical engineering, you're very bright, very intelligent, yeah?
Yeah,
very bright. And when he moved in, he walked in, and I was having a roast dinner. And about an hour later, he came downstairs. He said, "Is it all right if I bring some pans in I've got in storage so I can cook some food?" And I went, "Why, do you think I haven't got any pans?" He went, "Well, I couldn't find any." I said, "How do you think I made this roast dinner? Magic." And I went, "They're on the draining board. I washed them up." He went, "Oh, I hadn't looked at that."
Right.
He filled me with confidence.
Hmm.
But anyway, it was fine.
Weep for the future.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the important thing is his cash flow, Tony.
That is true. It's pretty important.
It's
almost as important as spice.
Yeah, almost as important as spice. Cash flow is nearly as important as spice.
But not Dave. Quite.
I'm going to do something unusual now, Tony.
All right.
I'm going to play something from the vaults. It's not from the vaults, but it is very old. In that it came out in the early 80s. And it's not a punk song. It's a pop song, but it didn't come out as a single in this country. I think it might have come out as a single in the States, but it didn't come out as a single here. Cherry Red, I mentioned earlier, are very good at reissues. And they've done a reissue as a package of Howard Jones's first two albums, Humans Live and Dream Into Action. And the first track on Humans Live is a track called Conditioning, and I've always really liked it. And I said to them, look, I know that Howard Jones isn't really what we play on the show, but if you could send me the stuff, I think we might be able to play Conditioning and mention it. So I've decided that we are going to.
Okay.
So this is a pop song, basically.
Fair enough.
But it's from my youth. It's a blast from the past. It's from my own personal vaults. Must have come out when I was like 13 or something. You're not 13 or 14. I'm not sure exactly. But anyway, the reissue of it is really good. And if you were into Howard Jones, it's really, really nicely put together. All of their things, all of Cherry Red's things are nicely packaged. And there's quite a nice video of Howard Jones listening to his own record on vinyl. Well, he never heard it on vinyl, apparently. He goes, oh, I've known about this. Because we had it on vinyl.
Right.
But I don't think he'd ever actually listened to it on vinyl, because obviously he had it whichever way he had it, and then he was playing it live. But he went, oh, it's great on vinyl. It's really nice for him to say. So we're going to play it. Now, you can find out more about Howard Jones by going to his website, Tony, which is
howardjones.com.
It is. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2, welcome to Conditioning.
Our identity.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Howard Jones Conditioning, and as I say, quite a departure for us, but I just wanted to play it. Is that all right?
Of course it is.
Well, it's a bit late now, isn't it? Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
It's going to only get better.
About the spies. yes, if you have a gigs for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are you playing with, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, don't have to be in the UK, so email your gigs now. Thank you very much. As alluded to earlier in the show, and keeping with the German theme of the show, Porn Scars have been in touch.
Have they really?
Now, I know we did feature them last week, but I had one gig email this week, and it was this one, so I shall include it. I should do my bidding. He says, Guten Morgen, Bruder Tony. Thank you very much, boss.
Bruder Tony?
Yeah.
You sound like some punk monk.
Bruder Tony. That's right. He says, thanks for the mention of my gig on the last show. I recommended our EP for free download too. We have a few more gigs coming up. Wasn't sure it's best to send them, but he sent me quite a few actually. But I've got to do one for this week, which is this Saturday. It's the 6th of October, Garage Panko in Berlin, with Krua Hilla, and Undik Madik, and Porn Stars and Dan Perry.
Right.
There you go. €5 to get in. So if you are in the Berlin area and you haven't experienced the awesomeness that is Porn Scars, then do check them out. There you go.
Well, I can't fault you.
It's also a benefit gig, he says, actually, in Southwest India. It's about some flooding hit it, so it's a benefit gig as well.
Well, that's an extra reason to go.
There you go. €5. And
give generously.
Exactly. Hopefully there'll be some kind of bucket, I'm assuming, there as well. So if you can, €5 and maybe a little bit more.
That's a charity bucket.
Yeah, that's bucket. It is. so there you go. Porn Scars. That's the gig.
Right, so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Alles klar.
I'll let you do that yourself because I thought there'd be a bit of German going on there.
Would be.
Alles klar, alles klar.
Alles klar.
Wie geht es dir? Es geht mir gut. Right, so now in continuing my 80s odyssey. This isn't from the vaults, this is brand new, but I first heard this band in the 80s. Now, the band are called Alien Sex Fiend, and they're one of my favourite ever bands, and they are unclassifiable, I don't know if that's a word, industrial electro goth. And the latest album, it's the first one in 3 or 4 years now, I think, it's called Possessed, is out on the 9th of November, and it's hard to explain their recent albums. They're kind of soundscapes that have songs within them, right? And I'll be honest with you, Alien Sex Fiend are an acquired taste, and on this show they proved to be Marmite. 1 year towards Halloween we actually did we had an Alien Sex Fiend special, didn't we, when we played loads of Alien Sex Fiend stuff. And I got complaints from goths that I played the wrong songs. I mean, you can't win, can you?
You can't.
But anyway, on the latest album, which is actually, I'll go as far as to say, a little bit chilled out in places, this album. There is one track that's, because a lot of the tracks are really long, and it's, but anyway, there's one track that comes in about 4 minutes that I think is suitable for this show, and we're going to play it because I love Alien Sex Fiend, and I want people, if you've never heard any Alien Sex Fiend before, as an arrivist, this song might be a little bit difficult for you, but if you go back and hear some of their early stuff, and then you'll get into this, and it'll be good. Look, I like them. That's it. I'm saying this because I know that there are certain people, including Stephen the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
I saw him last Friday as well. And Fat Boy, I'm not into Alien Sex Fiend, but I am. So we're doing it. I love them. What is Alien Sex Fiend's website, Tony?
AlienSexFiend.com.
It's asf-13thmoon.demon.co.uk, which is a quite old-fashioned website, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which makes it probably be an instant three, Tony, three. I was going to say something else about this just then, and I can't remember what it was now. Oh, no, what I will say is that I just saw a little rolling tagline thing on Sky Sports that I've got on in the background with the sound off about Tyson Fury, who claimed that he's not the challenger for the upcoming fight against Deontay Wilder, and said and described himself as the lineal world champion. Now, what surprised me there is that Tyson Fury knows the word lineal.
Wow, yeah.
Amazing, yeah. I think he's great, Tyson Fury. Anyway, Paulie Vincent 3, Tony 3, this is Carcass. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What I meant to say about that was that that was the third song that's come via Cherry Red Records. And I said we got three on this week, but I think we might have got four. Right. I think the last song this week. I'll have a check when we get there. Are you doing anything this week?
New month, and all go on the work front. Think I'm going to start looking for employees and hire someone.
Oh, nice.
I think it has come to that. Can only do these 7 day weeks for so long. So managed to win a 12 month contract with somebody. Got some money in. So I can
actually. Congratulations! Maybe,
thank you. So yeah, so looking for an employee. Hopefully, end of the week. Reverb in the office this month. There's a lot of stuff happening on the work front. All very exciting, as exciting as you can get. But apart from that, not doing a great deal. What are you up to?
I'm going to Oslo.
Ah, okay.
This Saturday, I'm taking over a UK act called Tom Toll, and we're meeting two Dutch acts out there called Jeroen Pater and Edo Burger. Great name, isn't it? And we're going to be at Horgan's on Hegdehaugsveien on Saturday night. Show starts 8 o'clock, doors open 7 o'clock. Find out more about it via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, or if you just type in Oslo Comedy Club English, you'll find it on Google. And I do hope to see some of you there. It's always a brilliant night, and hopefully this, and I've got a hotel room this time as well.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I won't end up hopefully spending 60 quid on a bottle of wine.
Of course not.
Yeah, but you know, something else will happen. So that's my big plan this week, Tom.
Okay.
That is what I'm up to. We're going to play two songs in a row.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Johnny Mafia, but first up, an artist we've never played before. Now, this has come by Dirty Water Records. And this guy, I'll tell you his name, he's called Mark Sultan, and he's been in loads of garage bands down the years, but he does his own stuff as well, and he's got a new album out. He's, from what I can gather, he's US-based, but I'm not sure whether he's US or Canadian.
Right.
I think he is American, and my apologies, I didn't have time to go through everything thoroughly enough to find out, but anyway, he's got a great album out, and we're going to play a track now. What is Mark Sultan's website?
MarkSultan.com.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie Bins Net 3, let me out.
Box.
listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Mafia and the track called Each Side. And now, Johnny Mafia, Tony, they're from Sons in France. They got a new release also by Dirty Water Records. That was a Dirty Water double. And we played them before. I think they're great. What is Johnny Mafia's Bandcamp page?
JohnnyMafia.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that. Does that now? What does that make it? Tony Five, Paulie Beans Next Week.
I think it does, you know.
It does, doesn't it? You've got and won it. This is yo-yoing backwards and forwards in recent weeks, Tony.
Smashing.
Anyway, thank you, Johnny Mafia, for being so great, and thank you, Dirty Water Records, for sending us that. Have you got to add?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We have a new theme tune, and we've had one twat since then, and that twat was by the author or the friend of the author of the theme tune.
It's the curse of the theme tune, isn't it?
It really is. So yeah. I need some twats, basically. If you can email your twats, we can have the theme tune again, which is great. I need the twat's name, where they're from, a reason for the nomination. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or twats for you, thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you, so if you can email me, that would be great.
Yeah, we really like that track. We want to hear it again.
I've actually forgotten what it goes like, so yeah. So
exactly.
Let's get it on.
I think it says twats quite a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
It's marvellous.
So what are you going to do instead?
Well, I haven't mentioned it in a few weeks, and we haven't had any more reviews, so I do want to mention the Podchaser again. Podchaser is like an alternative to iTunes. It's a listing site for podcasts. Simple as that, really. We're on it, and we would like you to review us. Costs you nothing. You do have to probably log into the site, which you might require to register. Go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. Register, leave a review, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. We've had 5 or 6 reviews so far, and we're already on the first page of the music podcasts.
Oh, brilliant.
So it does help. So if you can, leave us a couple more. It means we can have a permanent fixture on the front page of the music ones, and that's what we want. It would get us a few more listeners at least. So
it means more people listen, more people hear the music.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we get loads of cash.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it just? But no, if people are listening, that's what we want. So if you can review us, cost you nothing, we get nothing out of it, but we will read your reviewer and you'll get kudos.
What we get is a tiny amount of kudos.
A little bit of kudos, yeah.
A tiny amount of kudos, yeah.
It would be nice. 13 years, yeah. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, all right. So get your twats into us, and that sounds wrong. And do Podchaser reviews if you can. That'd be great. Right, Tony, last track this week. Okay. And I realise I've been a little bit self-indulgent this week, really, in that we've already played Howard Jones and Alien Sex 3 and Splodges and Bounds. But guess what we're finishing with? The Fall, Tony. Mm. I've been waiting for this. Mark E. Smith, RIP, died early this year. The Fall are post-punk legends, and there is another, there's a Cherry Red retrospective out called 58 Golden Greats, which is just absolutely brilliant. But it's updated previous compilations, so it's got some tracks on from the last few albums they made, which they had various problems with getting them out, and then they couldn't tour, and they could tour, and Marky Smith was ill and all that. So anyway, I've been through some of the later tracks. I didn't know a lot of them, and I've picked this. This came out, it might sound like a long time ago for some of you, but this came out in 2015.
Wow.
And is on the retrospective via Cherry Red. I'll ask you now, Tony, what's The Fall's website?
TheFallOfficial.com?
TheFall.xyz.
Huh.
Yeah, now how's that done?
Well, there's lots of these different new top level domains now, so you can have .band.name, and I think they made it so you could probably create anything you wanted to, as long as you like had the money behind it. So I think it's all sorts been out there and created. It's all sorts
so
of madness.
So could you have .cotton?
I mean, you probably could, yeah.
That'd you be to brilliant, do,
wouldn't you it? To put the cash into it, you certainly could.
The EastEnders website, www.eastenders.com.
That would be marvellous.
Anyway, this is The Fall. Oh, sorry, it makes it poorly being set for Tony Five. Well done. Mm-hmm. This is Venice with the Girls.
Marking messages, fed up and She's off to Venice with the girls and Romeo.
That's about the size of it for this week. I don't think we've left anything out, have we?
I don't think so, no.
We've got most things in, I think. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We will be back next week with another load of stuff. Actually, I haven't decided yet. We've had yet another Cherry Red brilliant box set through called Harmony in My Head. That's post-punk, power pop, sort of melodic pop from 78 to 80 something, and it's brilliant, and I'm planning a special, but I might do it in two parts and play four songs one week for the next. That might be an idea, mightn't it?
We've got Halloween creeping steadily up as well.
Halloween creeping up as well, that obviously we've already done a Halloween show this year. We did it in July, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah.
So anyway, we've got lots of interesting things coming up. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA, and it's .se.
Thank you very much for carrying us on those stations. We do very much appreciate it. I might see one or two of you in Oslo this weekend. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.